for the handheld mics that are on the other side?
We good to go and...
Okay.
Go, yeah.
Right there, go ahead.
Blake, how do you guys hit the reset button now? I mean, you got 48 hours from between a Game 7 win and Game 1 of the Western Conference Final. What do you got to do to kind of recharge and get ready to go?
I think you approach it as you'd approach all the games we played so far in the playoffs. You know, it's a little bit of an adjustment because you're playing a different team, but you know, I think we just played a big game, and they're only getting bigger from here on out. So I think, you know, you want to try to do a lot of the same things that we did last night in Nashville, and you know, have a good first period, get a good start, but don't need to reinvent the wheel. Just carry a lot of that excitement we had last night into Game 1.
You guys are back on with home ice advantage for this round, but have lost two straight at home. How do you, the mindset change? I mean, how important is it now to kind of make sure you get those wins at home?
You know, before those two losses, I don't know, you'd know better than I would what our record was before that, but won a lot of hockey games at home. We're real comfortable in this building, so continue to play with confidence in here, and obviously, you know, you want to protect your home ice, so we'd like to get off to a good start in the series.
Hi guys, Ed Graney from the Review Journal in Las Vegas. I think across the country, and perhaps definitely in Las Vegas, the perception was as the season went on, people were saying, is it like a fairy tale? Is it a Cinderella? This is an expansion team doing this. But as players, when you saw the roster and knew who they had, were you surprised as the season went on and they kept doing it, whereas the fans kind of obviously thought there's something, well, how could they be doing this?
Well, I don't think we ever approached them as an expansion team, and certainly not now. You know, it's unique because, yeah, it's the first year of this team, but it's not like these are all new players in the NHL. These are all established players coming into the playoffs. I mean, that team had quite a bit more playoff experience than our team, you know. So I think with how they started the season, they opened people's eyes real quick. Nobody was taking them for granted. Nobody was treating them like like an off night. And they've had a heck of a season, you know. And just watching them in the playoffs, there's no it's not a fluke. It's not a Cinderella. They're for real. So it's going to be a real tough matchup.
Mark, in the NHL, there's stories of players who rise to the occasion on the biggest stage, Game 7 clutch performers. You guys have one on your team in Paul Stastny, who had a pretty good track record even prior to last night in Game 7s. What did he share with you guys, or that you can share, or what did he bring maybe to the overall confidence going into a situation that you were in last night, and maybe how has it helped your own game?
You know, the biggest thing, you know, that he's just brought into this team is just a, you know, great professional. You know, obviously he can share his stories. He can, you know, he can share his experiences, you know, with all of us, especially the young guys. But, you know, I think his game did all the speaking, you know, especially yesterday. You know, he played unbelievable. He had a key, you know, got us going. You know, that line got us going at the start of the game. And, you know, obviously he had a big goal on the power play as well. So, you know, I think it's just, you know, that's just the person he is. You know, he's a guy that leads by example. He does all the right things on and off the ice. And, you know, I think that, you know, that stuff just gets rewarded.
Obviously, at this time of year, it's about team accomplishments. But do you feel like you've brought your game to even another level? Like you've set the NHL record for road goals in a series with 7 in the 4 games in Nashville. Do you feel like you're playing at the top of your game right now?
You know, at the end of the day, it's not about personal, your personal game at all. It's about all about winning games, and you know, that's the focus on all our players. You know, it's all about winning game. It's all about that, you know, that extra block shot, you know, that extra hit, you know, just a good stick in the neutral zone, whatever that is. You know, laying it all on the line, you know, each and every night. That's what it's all about, and it's never about you know, personal accomplishments and in playoffs.
Just one more. Blake, you guys saw a lot of Nashville's top line in that series, and I suspect maybe the same here against Vegas. what have you seen from their top line, which might be one of the best in the league?
Yeah, I think they do a little bit of a combination of offense, and they seem to play against the other team's best players too, especially at home. So they're a great mix of responsibility, play hard underneath the puck, and they can make some pretty dynamic plays. You know, I think all three of those guys can put the puck in the net. Real explosive so far in the playoffs. So they're playing real well. Obviously, it's going to be a key matchup for us to, players like that and a line like that that's playing really well. It's tough to just all together eliminate them, but you want to try to contain them as much as you can.
Hey, is there anything specifically you like the way the Winnipeg Jets match up against the Las Vegas Knights that you've seen? And with that said, is there anything specifically that you have looked at that, not a worry, but that you're keeping an extra eye on going into the series?
Well, they're fast. I mean, they play the game extremely fast. And I think in the NHL today, that's what teams are trying to get to. They're trying to play the game fast. I know that's what we preach. So I think there's a lot of similarities in that we both try to play the game in a similar fashion, real up-tempo, try to force, the other team into our game. And I think when you look at Vegas, coming into a series, that would be the thing that jumps off the screen at you, is just how fast they're able to play the game. I think throughout their lineup, they have guys that can push the pace. And we feel the same way about our team.
Jeff Chaumont from the Journal de Montréal. I'm just curious to know, what's the level of respect you have for a goalie like Marc-André Fleury?
Tremendous. I mean, his track record speaks for itself. The amount of success he's had. Three Stanley Cups, if I'm not mistaken. Right there, I mean, that speaks for itself, even if he wasn't playing at the level he is right now, I think he carries a ton of respect throughout the league, certainly throughout our lineup, and he's on top of his game right now. So, this time of year, a hot goaltender can carry a team a long way. He's at the top of his game, so we know it's not going to be easy. We're going to have to find some ways to make it challenging for him, and hopefully we can do that.
Question for both of you. Blake, you're an American. Mark, you're a Canadian. Is it a good feeling to be playing right now for an old country, for Canada right now? You're the only Canadian team alive since round two.
How did you handle that one?
Yeah, it is. It's huge. Obviously, Canada has an unbelievable hockey market, and especially our fans in Winnipeg, they're pretty, they're very passionate about our team and about hockey, and it feels good to be a Canadian team, going this far.
Last one, Chris.
Hey, Blake, if I'm not mistaken, you mentioned on the broadcast last night you intended to sleep all day today, but you got up. I'm just wondering how you feel and, how you found it to be playing hockey at this level more or less every other day.
It's been great. I think our staff does a great job of allowing us time to rest and recover, and so much of that is a big part of having success this time of year. So coffee tastes great this morning. We're still in the mix, still playing. And I think when you have games like last night, you crawl out of bed, you're a little bit groggy, but you're excited. You're pumped to come to the rink today and see all you guys and get ready for another, tough series, but it's going to be, a lot of fun.
Thanks very much, guys.